You're listening to Larry Fedorik on Newstalk 610 CKTB.
Welcome back to the program. The theme for the latest campaign for Facts Niagara is We Are Here to Help. Now, FACTS is what a lot of people call it. I'm sure most people know. It stands for Family and Children's Services of Niagara. And their senior manager of family counseling, the Family Counseling Center, is Adrian McKenzie, who joins me in the studio. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. How are things at FACTS?
FACTS are good, and things at the Family Counseling Center are great as well.
Yeah, today we wanted to talk because there are so many things that FACTS does, but some of the mental health services, and certainly mental health is, I'm sure you know, is a big conversation in Niagara and everywhere, and it's so important. How does it work into Family and Children's Services?
So under Family and Children's Services, the Family Counseling Center has been offering quality counseling services to individuals, couples, and families in the Niagara region since 1964.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Those services range from anxiety to depression. We work with children who have experienced and witnessed domestic violence. We've worked with children who have been physically and sexually abused, and we provide counseling services for them as well.
I want to stop you for a second. You said that just tripped me onto something. You said they witness some tough stuff, and we think, boy, if we just get them out of there, they'll be okay. But meanwhile, the mental scars are still there and have to be dealt with.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And so we provide counselors that work with them to deal and build on those life skills and develop new coping strategies. I've always said that we can't fix everyone, but we could help people heal and become, they can't be the 100% what they were before, but we could help them become someone new after the experience, because traumatic experiences do change people.
Yeah, so it's the coping. That's
it's
a great
the coping.
Word for it. It's
correct.
Like, okay, so you're not going to forget it. It's going to be with you, but how do you live your life afterward?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Wow. So that's pretty important stuff.
Yes.
What else? Sorry, you were...
I'm sorry. So, as you know, I'm here to promote, next week is our National Mental Health Week. And so that runs from May 6th to May 12th. It's called the Get Loud campaign, hashtag Get Loud.
Get Loud, okay.
Yes, yeah. So it's being promoted locally. So we're doing some radio spots and we're doing some Facebook social media spots. And it's to promote that everyone has the right to feel good about their mental health. So mental health is about having a sense of purpose, belonging, and strong relationships in the community. And it's never too early or too late to get the help that you need.
Yeah. When you say, I like what you said there about involvement in the community, because that's social. You feel like you need to be part of something. I mean, you're not a counselor that I know of.
No.
But what do they do to kind of help people get back and develop relationships?
So we offer group counseling where we would talk about subjects. So we have a group counseling in regards to families who've experienced domestic violence. So they go through the process of what happens to the brain when you've seen a traumatic event. And then they work through what happens to your children's brain, because this is a group that has the child and the mother together.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of like a psychoeducational group, but it's also a therapeutic group where they could share stories and build. And then we offer the one-on-one counseling to help them process the events and move forward.
Right. And are we talking young children, very young in some cases?
Yes. So this program is talking about our child witness program. It's from 4 to,
wow.
to 16. Yep.
Yeah. Boy, and talk about challenges from in that age group, right? 4 to 16. That'd be incredible.
Yes.
So these counselors have to be, are they professional?
They are. All our counselors have a master's level. They are registered with the College of Psychotherapists and the College of Social Workers and Social Service Workers. Yep.
So as a counselor, is there, what's the phrase, the doctor-patient privilege there? Like there, this is very private, personal
stuff? Yeah, there is a limited confidentiality. So there is confidentiality within the sessions. However, if you declare that you're going to hurt someone, we do have a duty to warn. Or if you declare that you've hurt a child, we do have to let child protection know.
Mm? And where does this happen?
This happens, we have locations across the Niagara region. So we have a location in St. Catharines, Niagara Falls, and Welland. So our St. Catharines location is located at 82 Hanover. Our Niagara Falls location is 7,900 Canadian Drive. And our Welland location is 654 South Pelham Road.
Okay.
We also offer a free walk-in clinic through United Way funding. So United Way has heavily invested in the mental health services here in our community. The goal for the United Way is to help people access the much-needed services so they can become more resilient and cope with the traumatic events.
So United Way partnership, pretty important, I guess.
It is pretty important to us. They fund three of our programs. They fully fund our walk-in clinic that occurs every Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m., which is completely free. So it's a drop-in style walk-in. You show up from 3 to 6, and you have a 30 to 45 minute counseling session, and it's completely free through the United Way funding.
On those, by the way, let me ask you, if you are just walk in one day and go through this, can it lead to, you know, something further, like,
correct,
if necessary?
If necessary. So if you walk in and you want to address a personal issue, but it requires more than one session, and the United Way also funds our fee subsidy program.
Right.
So you can now use our regular services, and based on your income, you could pay from $25 to $75. But in some circumstances, we've even waived the fee just based on the client's needs and their ability to pay.
So that's a walk-in, but you mentioned the other...
This is the counseling. So this is
the counseling?
Yeah, this is the counseling. So let's say you go to the walk-in and you need more sessions, and you want more scheduled sessions, more formal-like sessions, you can actually do that through the United Way fee subsidy program.
Okay, but otherwise, how would one make an appointment, or how would one, if you're not at the walk-in, how would one get involved?
Well, you would call us. Our number is 905-937-7731, extension 3345, and you would make an appointment with our lovely receptionist. It will be either Melissa or Jenny or Lee, and they would book you in.
So when you call, how much do you have to say? Because sometimes it's tough for people to make their call, make that appointment.
Correct. So we do a quick intake screening process where we just want to know what issue you want to come talk about, what time, would you like to see a therapist, and then we try and match you based on that information.
Oh, okay, so it's not too much, and then, more with the therapist afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Wow, this sounds terrific. And next week, you mentioned this, but I want to get the date out again about Mental Health Week. Can we go through that again?
Yes, so Mental Health Week is May 6th to May 12th. The theme of this year's is Get Loud, #GetLoud. And it's just to promote people's you have the right to feel good about your mental health, and just talk about it openly.
Yeah, that's a great phrase, that you have the right to feel good.
Yeah.
it's hard, if people start, feeling depressed or the spiraling down a bit, it's hard to believe that you actually are allowed to be happy, I find.
Yes.
Yeah. So I assume your therapist helped sort of get that feeling back.
They do.
Yeah. Your phone number, you said it. I was writing it down madly. I want to make sure I have it down correctly here. 905.
937-7731.
Okay.
Extension 3345. If you're online, you can find us at You can find us at Fax Niagara, and there's a link to the FCC, you can find us at fccniagara.on.ca.
And FACS is FACS. It's Family and Children Services, Niagara. So we talked about some of the programs. I noticed there's a few others. There's a Caring Dads program. That's pretty cool.
There is a Caring Dads. That program is for dads who have, in the past, may have engaged in gendered violence, or that their kids have seen, and they want to learn new ways to parent.
Oh, so there's that as well. It's not just...
And we also run our partner assault program, and that is for individuals who have gone through the court and they've engaged in partner violence as well. And we run groups to help them learn new ways of relationship, coping, and power and control and relationship dynamics.
There's so much more here at Facts Niagara.
Correct.
You do terrific stuff. Family and Children's Services Niagara. And the senior manager of Family Counseling Center is Adrian McKenzie. Adrian, thank you for coming in today. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Larry.
It.